Hello, everybody. Welcome to Side Supporters, and this is apparently episode 10. Man, we've gotten pretty far with this. So naturally, I'm going to be talking about the next subject, which is the artists and size fetish art. Now, we all love artists. Artists have done many amazing things for us. Look at all the games that they have done art for that has made all our fantasies come to life. Like Little Snatchers. Everybody's been dying to play that game. Uru's Size Matters. There's a lot of things that has been brought by size fetish artists that we must all respect them, and we all do, countlessly. But there are some that just don't do that. Some people just think they're going to get some free art when they do a commission for them or something along those lines. And honestly, folks, you got to pay the artists. They've done a lot of work for us. I mean, if there was no artists or size fetish art, we wouldn't have those Giantess video games or Giantess PC games that people made with RPG Maker, thank God. And it's been an amazing experience, and they brought most of our fantasies to life, which is grateful. I mean, we need all those artists to do amazing things for us. But, you know, it's something that needs to be talked about, and it needs to be brought up. That you need to understand that when it comes to artists, they need help with commission to continuously give us this amazing views, POV shots, Giantess art, things that they take the time out of their day that takes a long while to make sure that it is finally done for you to be like, oh man, that is awesome. I wish I was there. Air quotes, hashtag, wish I was under that. There are a lot of things that artists have done that needs our support. We are the people that are in this big size fetish community. We are a massive community. We may be hidden a little bit, but we are a massive community that we all stick together to make sure that everybody's supported here and there. I mean, size supporters, we're here to support you no matter what the size. And literally, that's what we do. We have supported several patrons. We have supported Chibi. We have supported several other artists that are on our patron. We have done a lot of things to make sure that these artists, you know, get their commission or at least share their work around. We ask permission, some of them, they just posted it, and we want to make sure that it gets the word out that they just made a new awesome thing. And that's what we are here to do. And now artists, they deserve our help. I mean, look, they take the time out of our day to make this art. They took the time to make our fantasies actual come to life with this. Same thing with Macro Furries. They've made most of their art, like Sammy the Bear. He's made some amazing bear, dragon, giant macro furry type of art. And I've supported most of his art. His art's pretty awesome. He makes some very soft cushiony looking paws. Got it. And you know, it's something that is should be brought to the attention that people need to start supporting artists a bit more. Help them out. Share their patrons. Support their patrons. CG17, he has made a lot, he or she, I'm not sure exactly, has made a lot of comics. He's made a lot of stuff for Giantess Caitlin, like the sister comic book, or the one girl that shrunk all those students to be her playthings. There are many things that have been done from artists by artists, and we have to realize that we need to respect them to the highest degree when it comes to this stuff, because they have taken the time out of our day to make this stuff for our viewing pleasure. So remember, make sure to respect those artists. They do take the time. They do need help where it comes to like living costs and continuously making more art. So if you see an artist that you really like or have always followed and things like that, look for their patron, support them, or send them a message saying, you do awesome work, man. Keep going. Keep moving forward with it. Give them something, some more positive attitude to keep moving forward with their art and keep making more things amazing for the future and the even more future of Giantess art and size fetish in general. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Check out for the next episode. 10 episodes! Yeah!